So, follow me as I follow Christ is a challenge that we should take up seriously. Looking at Paul's example. And how is it possible for Jesus? There was an underlying quality that Jesus had which enabled him to submit to this type of authority in his home and anywhere. And for example, let me ask you a few questions. I mean, a question like, do you think Jesus had to learn ABC or whatever the Hebrew language was, and addition and subtraction, or did he know everything when he came to the earth? No, he had to learn. He had to submit to his teachers in school. He had to learn many things. Do you think he knew carpentry from day one? He had to learn from Joseph how to plane a piece of wood, or how to saw a piece of wood, and how to hammer a nail. I used to think, did Jesus ever hammer his thumb accidentally? What do you think? People say, oh no, he would never. He hit everything perfectly. No, I believe he hammered his thumb sometimes and it became red. You know why? Because he was human. Hammering your thumb is not a sin. You're human. Do you think Jesus ever tripped up somewhere on a stone when he was a little boy? Or he never tripped and fell in his whole life? Then he was not tempted like us. I believe he did trip and fall. Some of you may have seen that Passion for Christ movie, and I remember seeing that about the crucifixion of Jesus. And there's one scene I remember very vividly where, you know, this question of whether Jesus does everything perfectly or whether he stumbles and falls. The Bible says when he was carrying the cross, he stumbled and fell. So does Jesus stumble and fall? Yeah. It was not a superhuman man carrying that cross. It was an exhausted human being, beaten, hammered, stumbled and fell on that road, and he couldn't carry it anymore. He's flat on the ground. And that scene, when it comes in that picture where Jesus is stumbling and falling, there's a, looking back, they show another scene of when Jesus was a little child. And in this, where Jesus stumbles and falls, his mother is standing there as Jesus stumbles and falls on the cross and runs to help him. And then there's a flashback to an earlier time when he was a little boy in Nazareth, and he stumbles and falls and his mother goes and helps him. So vivid and true. He was like us. He stumbled and fell. He hammered his thumb when he was a carpenter. But he didn't curse or swear. And I say, Lord, I see so many things in your life. He didn't stumble and fall into sin, but he went through the ordinary trials of physical life that we have. I don't know, he may have helped his mother in cooking in the kitchen and learned things there and made mistakes in cooking. That's not a sin. So I see so many things when I meditate on the life of Jesus, how his mother was widowed and Joseph had died. And as the eldest son, how he must have helped her even in the kitchen as a young man to help. I don't know how many young men would help their mothers if they are widowed in the kitchen. Or even if the mother's not widowed. Some men think it's below their dignity to go to the kitchen and do anything there. Not Jesus. He never felt there was anything below his dignity. We have this strange idea in India that is beneath the dignity of a man to go into the kitchen and help his mother or his wife. Jesus never had any such feeling. And the day you get rid of that feeling, you'll be a little more like Jesus. If you think something is beneath my dignity as a man, oh, that's a woman's job. Which is a woman's job? Changing diapers? Or in the early days when our children were small, we had no diapers. We just washed our children's bottom with our hands. And fathers do it. I've done it. There's nothing beneath the dignity of a human being. If you really want to follow Jesus, you'd be willing to help your wife in anything. This is what I mean by following Jesus. It's not preaching great sermons. All that will come later in your life, brother. But begin with the small things. Begin with the small things. That's how Jesus began, and not for 1 or 2 days, for 30 years. We are all in such a hurry to have a great ministry. Oh, when will my period of training be over, Lord? When can I start off this great ministry? Hang on. Just follow him and he will show you step by step. I never knew in the days when I was being trained by being told to keep quiet when elders were jealous of me that God had any plan for my life at all. I was so discouraged. But I obeyed the Lord and I submitted. I want to encourage you to believe. I can say, follow me as I follow Paul, as I follow Christ. I mean, Paul is thousands of miles ahead of me. And Christ was thousands of miles ahead of him. But I can see Jesus' footsteps, small footsteps. It's a wonderful life, I'll tell you. And a life in which the Lord tells you to do something, he'll give you the grace to do it. That's the best part of it. I've often said this story how once one of my sons, I think he was 8 or 9 years old, I said, can you go and get a loaf of bread from the shop? And he ran. And in a few moments he ran back and said, Dad, give me the money. So what did he expect? Was he expecting me to go and work as a laborer somewhere and earn that 15, 20 rupees and then go and buy the bread and come back? No. I expected him to ask me for the money. So when the Lord tells you to do something, don't run. Don't run. Say, Lord, give me the power. I can't do this. I can't buy this. I don't have the resources. Say, Lord, give me the power. He'll give it to you. Do you think I would refuse to give him the money after I tell him to go and buy the loaf of bread? Do you think the Lord will refuse to help you if you ask him to do something? I remember when I was seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit and I was praying with someone. I wasn't having faith. And this one word he told me brought faith into my heart. He said, Zach, do you think God will call you to serve him and then refuse to give you his power? That was it. Do you think God will call you to serve him and refuse to give you his power? Immediately I got faith. That was a word of faith he spoke to me. 45 years ago, changed my life. And I say the same to you. Do you think God will ask you to do something? Anything in his word. Don't lust with your eyes. Don't get angry. Do all things without murmuring and complaining. Love everyone. Love your enemies. Do you think he'll ask you to do that and refuse to give you the power to do it? Impossible. Let's believe him today. Every discouraged person here, let your spirit be lifted today saying, I believe, Lord, that though I may be the worst person sitting here today, you will give me the power. Even if I'm lower than those Corinthian Christians, you will give me the power to make a new beginning today, to walk in your footsteps. Even though I may be 10,000 miles behind you, I'm going to start following you today. God bless you. Let's pray. Let's come to the Lord with faith this morning. Not condemnation. There is no condemnation in Christ. I don't care how much you have messed up your life. There is no condemnation in Christ. Just come to him and say, Lord, I believe I can walk as you walked. Will you say that in your heart to the Lord? Silently, Lord Jesus, I believe that I can walk as you walked in these early footsteps. And I'll get closer and closer as the years go by. I believe it, Lord. Help me. Give me the power of your Holy Spirit. I'm one of the unknown people sitting here. I'm one of the defeated ones sitting here. I'm not a prominent member of CFC. I'm one of the completely unknown little person sitting here. Nobody knows even my name. Lord, please help me. Will you pray that? Lord, I believe you can do this even for me. Even for me. That's faith. Jesus will not break a broken reed. Even a dying flame, he will not blow it out. He'll blow it into a flame. Remember that. There's no place for discouragement or condemnation in a Christian. Heavenly Father, I pray that nobody will go out from this room today discouraged. That everyone will believe that you can do a miracle for them. And that you can turn their life around no matter how much they have messed up and failed in their entire life, and even if they made many new beginnings, if this is their 1,000th new beginning, help them to believe you'll still help them. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.